in Indy, and everything that flies. It's all about the race, and it's everything we know. Full down throttle, welcome to the show. Race Day Rock, it's your Speedway Report now. Race Day Rock,
Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. The 29th annual Stocks for Tots fundraiser was held last week. We caught up with some friends of Racers Reunion and NASCAR stock car veterans. NASCAR hosted their touring series and weekly awards ceremonies in Charlotte, North Carolina. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, December 11th, 2017. From the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining the fastest half hour in racing. We are on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. From the North Myrtle Beach ZRN studios, producer Jeff Gilder is with us until the top of the hour. A happy Christmas season to all of you, and happy Hanukkah to you celebrating the Festival of Lights, which begins at sundown tomorrow, December the 12th, if you are watching us live. Jumping ahead to the Speedway Report Victory Lane lap, for the first time since Christmas weekend last year, got a swing and a miss on this one. We took some pride in 2016, and Christmas weekend was literally the only weekend all year that we did not have any on-track action. We had on-track stuff every weekend so far of 2017. We had some of the indoor races with the quarter midgets and the dirt late model race up in Illinois that filled in the gaps recently. This particular weekend, yeah, we got nada. There was no on-track action that we could locate anywhere. Feel free to message me on social media if I got that wrong. We are back on track next weekend. That big dirt late model showdown up at the Dome in Illinois will be on track. That tiny little bull ring, remember that from last year? They're doing it again. We'll have coverage of that next week. I'm looking forward to that. But Speedway Report Victory Lane lap tonight, we are empty. So let's just jump right into the news. We talked about Stocks for Tots last week. Fascinating event, really neat. Racers Reunion, our network has been a part of this for a long time. I got to be a part of the celebration last week in Mooresville, North Carolina. It was broadcast live on your local MRN affiliate. Kind of should be broadcast live on your local Racers Reunion affiliate, but maybe that's another conversation for another time. And I could knock on some doors, possibly make that happen. Organized by Don Miller for this is the 29th year. Unbelievable that it went by that quickly for this. Basically, a benefit for SCAN, which stands for Stop Child Abuse Now, an effort put together right here in our hometown of Mooresville, North Carolina. Don Miller, longtime businessman, partner, and associate of Roger Penske, basically raised toys as well, toy collection for underprivileged kids. And Don Miller being involved with the North Carolina Auto Racing Hall of Fame, which is operating through volunteers and is a charity and actually raises money. All their proceeds go towards SCANs to Stop Child Abuse Now, their organization. So good causes all around with the 29th annual Stocks for Tots. I was very fortunate to be a part of it. We were heading there on behalf of Speedway Report, cover the event, talk to some people, gather some news. I get a call from our friend Bob Isom at the North Carolina Auto Racing Hall of Fame a few days before the event. I was planning to go anyway. He says, hey, how would you like to be part of the autograph session? Of all things, he put me in the room with the legends. So I got to wonder what constitutes a legend in motorsports nowadays, but I was very, very flattered that Bob called and asked me to do this. I absolutely accepted in a heartbeat. Part of a good cause, do what I can to help the children that are far less fortunate than I am. I know I was one tooth in the really big gear that was part of Stocks for Tots, but got there and had a good time with it. Did have some Racers Reunion folks there as well. The legend Tim Leeming came up and his brother Richard. So again, I question what they consider a legend in the world of auto racing. Yes, of course, Leeming is. Yes, of course, his brother is. I don't know about myself, though. But it was good to hang out with the two of these guys. We met up earlier in the day, even before we went to Stocks for Tots, which was held at the NASCAR Tech Center in Mooresville. Earlier in the day, we went on over to the North Carolina Auto Racing Hall of Fame, where there was some fans milling about over there, getting together. Some of the legends were there. They were also, you know, giving radio interviews. So being a member of the media, the tables were kind of turned. I was actually a guest on another radio show as they spoke of the event. There were a lot of other folks there. Good friends of Racers Reunion and the connection to us. I was able to finally meet, believe it or not, after all this time, face-to-face, I met Phaedra Lee. Yes, good friend from Racers Reunion from the Main Street Station down in Daytona Beach, Florida. You know, Main Street Station, this is the legendary France property, the garage from years ago, now a local watering hole down in Daytona Beach. And I got some information, if I read it off the cards, of their annual Back to the Roots celebration that takes part every February in Speed Weeks. Absolutely want to give a little plug here to this. The annual parade from the North Turn Legends Parade will be, looks like Saturday, February 10th is when the celebration will begin up at the Ponce Inlet, basically where this all began, where a lot of NASCAR and racing on the beach began. So mark your calendars that Saturday, February 10th. And then the Back to the Roots celebration will be Sunday the 11th, Monday the 12th, and Tuesday the 13th. Sunday the 11th, Phaedra will have some storytelling and bench racing school, what we do here just about every Monday night and Tuesday night on Racers Reunion Radio. Autographs and artwork will be for sale on Monday the 12th. More of the celebration, have a block party, brick paver introduction. You know, the bricks will be inducted with the names of the folks that are getting inducted in there. Have some more autographs. You can meet all the legends you want of stock car racing. And the Back to the Roots breakfast will be held on Tuesday the 13th. Give out lots of awards. So if you're interested, which just about all of our audience is, the history of stock car racing, the guys, the foundation, what made the sport great, where did it come from, who did it, who are these guys, here's your chance to meet them. Head to the North Turn on Saturday, February the 10th, and stay there for the next few days. You'll probably see everybody. All of our friends in Racers Reunion, right where our network began, is catering to these guys, documenting their history, talking about who they were, what they did, what they accomplished. Phaedra and I, Phaedra's been a guest on this show before. Her and I are internet friends, and we've been, you know, connected on Facebook and whatnot. We've talked about the Main Street Station and so much about Back to the Roots. And finally, for the first time, her and I met face to face. So that was great to get some details on Back to the Roots. Finally meet her, finally chat a little bit. And, you know, it kind of overshadowed the fact I had to talk to Tim Leeming, too. So you take the good with the bad in the universe. So that was just in the afternoon for Stocks for Tots. We all met up, got something to eat, shared some more fellowship there. That was fun. And then at night, we went over to the NASCAR Tech Center, and we were divided into a few different rooms and a few different shifts. The early shift was what they call the Legends, an autograph session and just a gathering of some of the racing's greats, signing autographs. Then they had more of a contemporary room, which opened up when the Legends closed. So you started off in the Legends room, you wound your way through that, and then got to the more current stars of the sport. Hat tip to Don Miller for organizing this broadcast live on MRN. Got a soundbite or some soundbites to talk to some folks from some, really some current stars were there. One of the bigger, couple of the bigger names that were there, Kurt Busch and Ryan Newman, longtime friends of Don Miller, as both are former Penske drivers on their NASCAR teams as well. Got a real good soundbite from Kurt Busch about the event. Talked to Sam Hornish. He was there, long former Penske driver, winner of the 2006 Indianapolis 500. Remember that thrilling pass he made on Marco Andretti when they came off of turn four and went to the yard of bricks, and Sam Hornish won that race. Bobby Allison was there. Donnie Allison was there. Glenn Wood was there. Got to spend some time with Jerry Cook, a six-time NASCAR Modified champ, as well as member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. The Wood brothers had a great story. Ties in with the IndyCar rider, Sam Hornish. It was a story up in Indianapolis so many decades ago where somebody was looking for one of the Woods. I don't remember if it was Glenn or Leonard. Somebody was looking for them, couldn't find them. Finally, they pop out. They were inside that fuel tank that they had on pit road for the Indy 500. He was waxing the inside of it because of the fuel flow. He was trying to do the pit stop as quick as he can, but he was inside of the big fuel tank that they carry on pit road, the gravity-fed system that goes into the cars. These are the types of stories you hear when you just hang out with these guys. Got to spend a little time with Randy LaJoy. He was there as well. Talked to Jerry Nadeau for a while, a Connecticut native. His dad was from the Danbury Race Arena and used to race with so many of the legends of where I grew up. Jerry raced alongside some of the contemporaries that I saw race before he eventually made his way to the NASCAR back in the day Winston Cup level. Had a head injury in 2003. He and I are going to get together and talk about things, himself, what he's up to, how he's doing. So that's coming soon. Hang, you know, stay in touch with Speedway Report. He and I are going to get it on each other's calendar. I'm going to catch up with Nadeau. Now, I myself, again, a question what you call a legend, but I was in the room with these guys. Not so much the current stars, but both Allison brothers, you know, like I said, Jerry Cook, Glenn Wood, Randy LaJoy, Nadeau, they were all in the same room. I was there with them signing autographs for the race fans, kind of shaking my head. Okay, I do my part for the sport, but I don't think I'm anywhere near the level that these guys are. But it was a cool experience I'll relay to you. I got to sit with Brad Teague and Danny Chocolate Myers. They were right near me on the autograph line, sitting on the tables, meeting the fans, greeting them, working our Sharpies, and it was good to chat with Chocolate. He sat right next to me, hosting his own show on the NASCAR Sirius XM network, and I just told him a little bit about Speedway Report, Racers Reunion, what we were doing, talked about what he does on his angle, just from satellite radio. More in common than you think. They've got the backing of NASCAR, which is a powerful tool. We've got the backing here of our heart and soul and love for the sport. A little different, but the credit cards and the checkbooks certainly make a big difference. But I was thrilled to be a part of Stocks for Tots. I represent Racers Reunion. Love to do anything I can for our network as well as to help out a good cause. We did not broadcast live, but it was a wonderful night. Maybe the Goat Rodeo next year has been part of it before. We'll see if we can hook up that again. I don't know, but come next year, I know Zeus Radio and Racers Reunion is so busy. This time next year, who knows what doors will be open. Jeff and I have been talking a little bit off the air about the future, how to get better, how to do more, how to expand. We've got some news coming. Not tonight, but we're working on a plan that will launch probably within the next few weeks, let you guys know about it. Don't worry, Speedway Report will be here. We're just looking for ways to reach more people and grow, keep going better. We got to change and go forward. We've done that in the past. We may do some more of that again, possibly next year. Who knows? Maybe MRN can move over for a little Speedway Report and Racers Reunion. But that's where the week just began. That was last Tuesday, for goodness sake. We had a lot more going on. The NASCAR Touring and Home Track Champions, as well as the Xfinity and Truck Series banquets, were here in Charlotte at the Charlotte Civic Convention Center. I'll get it right yet. In conjunction with the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Now, the NASCAR Xfinity and Truck banquets have been held in previous years right after the races at Homestead Miami Speedway in November. They usually did that. They have been doing them, I believe, on Monday right after the weekend. This year, they were moved to Charlotte to take one night kind of away from the NASCAR Touring Series guys. They had a two-night show for the home track guys on one night and then the Touring Series on the other night. Those two award ceremonies are now combined on Friday night. We held the Xfinity and trucks here on Saturday. I had a lot of time in the jacket and tie, ate some very good and filling food. Let's take you back to, well, we covered stocks for tots on Tuesday. Take you back to Thursday. Where was I? I went golfing with these guys. We went to, kind of not to the golf course, but to the driving range down in Charlotte, North Carolina. The roll call here, bunch of media guys we got together, the NASCAR folks. So I saw some NASCAR officials there. And we went golfing. Who did we go golfing with? We went with Lee Pulliam, who is the Whalen All-American Series champ. Todd Gilliland, the K&N Pro Series West champ. Harrison Burton, the K&N Pro Series East champion. Alex LeBay, the NASCAR Pinty's Series champ that's up in Canada. Alon Day for the NASCAR Euro Series. He crossed the Atlantic Ocean to be with us, as well as William Byron and the Xfinity Series champ and Christopher Bell. Now, two guys I left off of that list. I'll tell you why. First of all, we were had little cubicles, I guess our own little tee set up for each of the driving range, and we were paired with a driver. I was paired with Abraham Calderon, the champ of the NASCAR Mexico Series. What a fine young man this guy is. We got to smash some golf balls. We both suck at it, too. I haven't been to the driving range in a long time. My swing was terrible. His was just as bad. We had a lot of laughs, and we had fun making fun of each other with that. He is sponsored by Aris, the same company that sponsors that Daniel Suarez, the 19 car for Joe Gibbs Racing on the Cup Circuit. The company that sponsored Carl Edwards are still involved in the Xfinity as well, but Aris, largely involved with Joe Gibbs Racing. Abraham Calderon is sponsored by Aris. They are 5-time winner of races this year, as well as the Mexico Championship. He's a 2-time champ. The last championship he won, he didn't win any races, just outpointed everybody. This year, 5 times to victory lane. Guy's 28 years old and would love to move up, make it happen, come to the United States with the Truck Series maybe. He would love that to be his next step, but he's finding out how tough it is, incredibly tough. We all know the secret to this thing. It's money, it's agreements, it's the right company backing the right guy at the right time. He understands that. He's got his own business down in Mexico, so he's making a living. He races on the side, would love to make the move to the United States, but it's very hard. Daniel Suarez is doing a fine job in the 19 car. Look for his performance to go up this year, but he's doing a good job. And let's face it, in a homogenized sport, a good talented racer like Suarez is good for NASCAR. It's good for Mexico. Another one would be twice as better. Abraham Calderon would do a fine job up here. I had a great time meeting him, playing golf with him. Also on Thursday on the golf course, got to spend some quality time, 5-time NASCAR Whalen Modified Tour champ Doug Coby. Got some great sound bites from him and a little, basically a one-on-one Q&A session he and I had with, just some off-the-cuff questions. But he got into some interesting detail about his season and the championship. It's his 4th straight. It's his 5th overall, which puts him in some pretty elite company as far as the modifieds go. I used a lot of that information, wrote a story. It will be posting later this week. SpeedwayReport.com will have it on Wednesday morning. So I'm not going to give away too much on that, but Coby said some fascinating things. I've got some more stuff I saved for a later story, maybe over the wintertime, that doesn't have anything to do with the championship, but would make fascinating reading for our modified tour fans. So I got to spend some time with Calderon and Coby. Interesting stuff there. Very good stuff. On the Friday night, we went to the awards ceremony. Calderon was solemn again. He treated me like an old pal, and he was shaking hands with hundreds of people, literally, both here from the United States. A lot of media came forward from South America and Mexico that came up to cover him and his night here in the United States as a champion. He did as many interviews in Spanish as he did in English up here. His English is quite good, too. Much like Daniel Suarez, they do have a Latin accent, which I got have to get used to a little bit, but their English is very good, and it's second language to them. I told Abraham Calderon, dude, you speak English better than a lot of Americans speak English. It's just his accent. He's got a cool accent. He's much cooler than I am, and he sounds a whole lot cooler. But got to see him on Friday night. He remembered me from golf on the day before, treated me like a brother. It was good to see him again. Spent some time with Alon Day, NASCAR Euro champ. Spent some more time with Kobe at the banquet, even after the banquet. Hung out with him and his guys a little bit. Not only Kobe's guys, but I said, as I work the room, just about everybody, from the NASCAR home track guys to the Touring Series guys, I think they miss their own individual banquets. They understand completely why things are done the way they do. This is a business. You do have budgets to contend with. But the banquets were combined. You used to have a banquet for every series. So you've got like seven banquets combined to one award ceremony. And then the Xfinity and trucks, you've got seven, eight. You would have nine different award ceremonies that you would have to cater. NASCAR's knocked it down to two. Yeah, I miss the stuff too. Individual stuff. Everybody had their own good times. I see that. That would have been awesome. But in today's day and age, the dollar just stretches so much that these guys are now just on their own. You know, everybody's combined. I hope it doesn't get too much smaller, because that's just the direction that it's going. Folks, that wraps it up for tonight in the Stocks for Tots and Awards Week here in Charlotte. A lot of fun, a lot of stuff. Talked to a lot of people off track and got some good information. Head on over to our website, speedwayreport.com, for my interview with Doug Kobe. That will be posting on Wednesday morning. Lots of good stuff on our website. Big thanks to Jeff Gelder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the production work this evening. Jeff and the Racers Reunion family will be on tomorrow, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with Racing Through History, also known as The Goat Rodeo. Big thanks to everyone on the Racers Reunion chat room and our Facebook Live chat room. I'm going to catch up with you guys after the show. We got such a tight show here. Don't really have time to jump on you guys during, but I'll get back to you as soon as we finish broadcasting tonight. If you tuned in late or you want to catch the show again, we can be viewed on demand at SpeedwayReport.com, RacersReunion.com, and on the Speedway Report Facebook page, as everything is archived. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. A special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Now, don't go anywhere, because BP, JB, and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rocking with Draglist.com. Please like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and follow me on Twitter. My handle is Speedway Pat. For Jeff Gelder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back next Monday with news from the Gateway Dirt Nationals at the Dome in St. Louis and wintertime headlines. Happy Hanukkah, which starts Tuesday. Thank you all for joining us on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. Good night, everybody. And drag F1 and Indy.